Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? It's a Way Back Wednesday. The sun is shining. It's beautiful outside as we've had, like, California weather for the past couple of days, and it's supposed to continue the rest of the week, so that's fantastic. But we also know that Barry is visiting the home of Derek Fisher, so he is coming to us live via satellite from Arkansas. And the Little Rock. Barry, what's up?
What's up? So this is the home of Derek Fisher?
Derek Fisher went to Arkansas Little Rock, I believe. Yeah.
I didn't know that. Yeah. I do know I did an interview about a month ago for a guy that has a radio show in southern Arkansas, and all they wanted to talk about was Dallas Keuchel. So he's from Arkansas, apparently.
Yes, and Dallas Keuchel's roommate in college was Patrick
Derek
Beverly.
Fisher.
Patrick Beverly.
Oh.
I was going to say
no,
Derek Fisher, too.
Yeah, Patrick Beverly.
Shows how little people care about Little Rock.
Okay.
Yeah, it's my brother-in-law lives here. He's a police officer, and we had lunch today, and I asked him, like, how big is this city? And he was like, it's about 200,000.
That's nothing.
But it feels really small. Like, I don't think I've been on a freeway yet. I just drive around. Like, everywhere
dirt
I go
roads?
Is back roads. No, yeah. Not dirt roads.
Dirt roads?
No, gravel. No, I'm just kidding.
Just
it's like, it's all
boy.
Neighborhoods.
Never meaning no harm.
I haven't jumped my General Lee yet.
Do you find yourself avoiding officers that go coo 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 when you walk into the club?
No. I asked the lady at the front desk, I was like, hey, so you know, I was just in Tulsa and they were known for barbecue bologna. That's their thing. What is Little Rock known for? Like, what food do I have to try that's special and specific to Little Rock? She goes, there's a pizza place down the road by a guy who's a real Italian. I was like,
oh my God. Wow, they're moving up.
So there's a real, I'm just glad she didn't say Italian, because that would have been way too country for me.
Yeah,
that would have been hilarious. Said,
there's an Italian with a pizza, but so I was like, so pizza? That's more Chicago. So Memphis is a 2-hour drive.
There's a little jewelry shop down the dirt road where they make great little necklaces out of the tusks from the hogs.
I might drive to Memphis and get some Memphis barbecue. I might do that.
Now, there, I can let you know from experience.
It's good?
Yeah, it's very good. Yeah.
That or Kansas City. Have you been to Kansas City? Because I heard those are like the two that I know of.
Mario Ellie just was recently in Kansas City, and he was telling us, I have never been to Kansas City. And he was telling us, for all that's hyped up about the barbecue in Kansas City, that it's really not that good, and the whole city's not great. That was Mario Ellie, not me. I just want to let you know that. But if you get down to Beale Street, in Memphis, woo, baby.
Yep, I've been there before, actually.
Yeah, the barbecue.
It was a long time ago.
Barbecue and the blues music and all that, and that's good stuff there.
Good time hanging out.
Derek Fisher, sure. Little Rock, Arkansas. Yep.
I just don't know if I want to drive 2 hours to have some barbecue that I'm from Texas. It's not like barbecue is something.
Yeah, but you got
to
figure.
Me,
I mean,
you know?
The mileage, your mileage will go way up, and you'll save time once you get off the dirt roads. So about 45 minutes in, when you get on the pavement, you'll be fine.
No,
what
not
do you? I mean, the other
that.
Thing is, what are you driving?
My truck.
Oh, okay. Well, then you're fine. I thought you were going to borrow. You know, if you had to borrow someone's vehicle, then you might be in trouble. But you got the truck; you can handle the dirt roads and the highway.
That's right. I fit right in here in the truck.
What else is up, Nick? What's going on in your world that we might have missed?
Nothing. I'm still working on my Way Back Wednesday list.
Yeah, I saw that you were working hard last night with the amount of emails you were sending with derogatory comments. Yeah, there was a lot of hate going on.
There was nothing but love in those emails.
There's a shot.
I feel like...
Go ahead.
I feel like Nick might have been drinking when
you
he
beat
sent
me to it,
email.
Barry. I was on the exact same wavelength.
It could have been on
like,
Twitter, dude. It could have been a lot
drinking,
worse.
Nick? Yeah,
it was between us three boys.
True. That's very
That's
true.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, so I took the hate. Otherwise, yeah, at least it's not as publicized as it would be on Twitter when everyone would want to chime in.
I sent it at 9:30. It was probably way past your bedtime anyway.
Nope.
Mm-mm. You're probably passed out.
Sir, I have a kid, and That's she, true. Even at that age, won't go to bed before 10 o'clock anyway, and I was knee-deep in Astros game, so... And bad
oh,
NBA
match. I went to the Twin Peaks to watch the Astros.
Yeah.
I drank a lot of beer because of Joe Smith.
I saw that. I saw you post that big mug.
Man. I was watching. It actually was kind of nice. I don't know why I didn't think about this before on the road. I could have done this in Tulsa. But I was bored in the condo. I was like, man, I'm kind of hungry and I want to watch the Astros and I could sit here and watch these basketball games by myself, or I could. So I was like, I'm going to go to a sports bar. And I just pulled up something, and Twin Peaks popped up, and it was like 5 minutes down the road. Went there, got a beer, watched the Astros implode, and watched some basketball. I got to tell you, I don't know if you frequent Hooters or if you'd ever gone before, but I feel like Twin Peaks has surpassed Hooters.
Absolutely.
As far as talent.
Absolutely.
As far as talent.
They're going to open one across the street from the Hooters by my house, and I'm telling you, the second it does open its doors, Hooters is going downhill.
Here's the thing, guys. And I've done a couple of remotes in the last year from the one over there on Kirby. And then we did a couple...
The Hooters on Kirby?
Yeah. Well, no, the Twin Peaks. But from the time I moved here, there was always when I first moved here, there was a very, very high level of talent that worked at Hooters, and it went down very quickly there. But the Twin Peaks and even the one that we did, the Twin Peaks in Beaumont, I've noticed a increase in tattoos and a decrease in talent at the Twin Peaks.
Really?
Yeah.
It is.
Now, no neck tattoos yet, just tramp stamps and the like, right?
Thigh tattoo on at least one girl, and I was like, no.
I feel like tramp stamps have kind of phased out regardless anyway.
But here's the thing, Nick. Just because tramp stamps aren't cool anymore doesn't mean they go away because tattoos are permanent. So they're not.
But that means your waitress is like 45 years old. I'm telling you, that was the era of the tramp stamp was what, 90s? Let's be honest.
I can say,
but I don't know that they've completely stopped. You got to remember how backwards certain neighborhoods still are, where people are behind the times. They might still think that's the thing to do.
That's true.
Possible. Yeah, that's true.
I can say belly button rings are still going strong.
Okay.
I don't think those will go away. They've added the little chain or whatever that kind of dangles from it or whatever.
Yeah, I'm going to get one for my wallet. I'm going to I'm gonna have one in my belly button just connected to my wallet, which makes it more convenient. You'll never lose it.
Dumbest idea ever.
Yes, okay. Ever.
Why?
Rip out your
keys
belly
on
button?
It? No, you just put. I could put my keys on it, and then I could never leave your keys wherever you go.
Be like
I like this idea.
We should encourage him to do it, honestly, is what we should do.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should. It would look great. Go ahead, do that. I know a guy.
Here's the thing.
I know
I'll
a guy.
Chocolate. There's no,
he's got
I'll
a bottle
snort chocolate
of rubbing
on the
alcohol
radio.
And a needle. He can fix it.
No way would I get my belly button pierced on the radio for you guys. You and your ratings aren't worth it.
You wouldn't say no to anything. You practically did drugs in the studio, and now you don't want to do a belly button piercing?
That's fantastic.
Isn't it time for a break? You're an a-hole. I don't want to talk to
there.
You.
Hey, it's a Way Back Wednesday, in case you missed it. The year 1992. So we'll be participating.
You're going first, Joel.
Then that means had to drop a song.
Well, yeah, because he only sent 7 songs.
No, I didn't.
He kind of picked that he was going first.
Well, I hadn't gone first in a while. I thought I was doing the right thing. But if you need me to buy time for you, I could have done that.
No, I'm good. You can go first. I've got one song left. And
did I really only send 7 songs?
Yeah.
Nick?
Yeah, it's only 7. 1, 2, 3, 4.
What do you think?
Six,
I can't
seven,
count
seven.
To 7, Joel? You need a second opinion?
In everything that we do, amongst the three of us, we need a second opinion. I actually,
that's
Barry, did not
true.
Pull a Barry. I gave Nick a very savvy heads up and avoided his disqualification.
No, I was checking it anyway.
Nope.
Yeah, I was.
See, he won't even say
what
thank
happened?
You. That's fine. Nick was going to put a song on his list that was actually released in 91, and I gave him the heads
Googled
up.
I Googled it. It was Boyz II Men, End of the Road. It was on the 1992 Billboard list.
It would have been the
list.
End of the road for you if you had put it on your
list. You
know what? Let me put it that way.
You know what? He saved you. You know what? He saved you from eating an L, bro, because that's a horrible song for Way Back Wednesday.
No, that's his get down.
You did him two favors. See,
my problem with the whole way, I just waited.
And I got
too long
appreciation for none of it, Barry.
Oh my God! Here we go. Well, I knew it was not released in 1992.
Well, see, this is what you get for drinking. All right, so we've got a Way Back Wednesday going on from 1992. We also have a lot of fun and games for you along the way where you are allowed to participate. HRNP Lister Line, 713-780-3776. Call, text, hit us on Twitter where it's at The Producer Nick. It's at Pac-Man Joel with a K, and it's at Barry Is Funny. Just getting started. Glad you're along for the ride. It's The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
Fiction as my world, or even imagine your emotions. Tell myself anything.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back on The Usual Suspects. Before we get more deeply into the show as we get it started, I want to remind you guys that you know my good friend Nate Griffin that you hear across the Gal Media platform talk a lot about Hawk Security. And like Nate, I'm a husband, I'm a father. My main job is protecting what matters the most to me. That's my family and my house. And I definitely got to tell you that Hawk Security is the place you should go to protect your family. It's 281-947-HAWK. Easy to remember. It's 24-7 full-service home security dedicated to protecting what matters most to you. That's your family and your property and your house. They specialize in burglary and intrusion detection, video surveillance, life safety, and even fire detection. And if you want peace of mind knowing your family and home is protected while you're gone, you owe it to yourself to call Hawk Security today. 281-947-HAWK. And the first 100 people who call in and mention the promo code Nate, you'll get a free doorbell camera and free installation with the Go Hawk Smart Home package. That's a saving of $400. $400 you save just by telling them you heard it right here on ESPN 97.5 and you use the promo code Nate. 281-947-HAWK. Check them out. You can see who's at your door without having to move. You don't even have to be home to see who's knocking, and you can make sure that your house is protected. Hawk Security, 281-947-HAWK, or log on to hawksecurity.com. With that said, boys, now, Barry, you bust everything that I do, including my list. But PM Dawn, are you a fan?
Yeah, I was a fan. It was a little soft for me, but well, it's one of those ones. It's kind of a guilty pleasure song.
Yeah, like, I love PM Dawn, but yeah. I don't do what you do. I don't, like, tell Nick to cue it up to, like, the right portion of the song. And that's one, you're right. Even from the start, the piano thing isn't exactly going to win people over. It's because it's slower, but it's I like PM Dawn.
Thought it sucked. And because of that song, you should lose.
Okay. Well, then you should be disqualified twice already.
Nick's going ham today, bro. You all right? You angry?
No, I'm not angry. Actually, Joel, you should have seen Joel was doing when you were gone. He was just throwing shots at everybody. Moochie, Mario, Nate Griffin. Yeah, he threw a couple shots at you. I don't know what you said.
Oh, that doesn't surprise me.
I wasn't throwing shots
y'all
at people.
Y'all both shoot shots at each other when y'all are not here. Let's be honest.
Oh,
that
God.
I expect.
No, I never. I would never,
you're
ever.
So full of it. I threw shots at, I mean, I don't care if I threw shots at Barry. I threw shots at Mario and Moochie and Nate. I don't remember
dude,
that.
Dude, he went hard on Moochie. He was like, because Moochie, I guess he wore number 33 for a while because of Larry Bird. And then first thing that comes out of Joel's mouth, well, how'd that work out for you?
What's wrong with
and
that?
Mooch was just quiet. He had nothing to say.
He was laughing. Wow. I said, you can't shoot like Larry Bird.
See, that's not right. How many games did you play in the NBA, sir?
It's not many I played. It's how many I've worked. That's bigger. Because, you know, that's when you get the ring. Just being a part of the thing. Just letting you know.
Somebody said, what?
Your boy's already lined up, wants to talk about your travels.
Oh, no.
It's early, man. I can't even believe he's out of bed by
now. Didn't even tell him. He probably knows.
He's going to shoot his shot this early?
But you know he's also going to blow it because yesterday he was pretty good. So bottom line is this one's going to suck, and the Space Invaders bow out is going to come quickly. He won't even wait for audience approval on the first part of it. Let's get it in and see what it goes. A lot of pressure right now, OU Mike. The stage is yours.
Barry's heading out tonight. Searching for barbecue and maybe a fight. He says the drive's not all that far. Gonna be some talk if he ends up in another gay bar. Now he's walking in Memphis.
Is that it?
Is that OU Mike?
It was OU Mike, but like, did he forget the words to the rest of the song? Because he just kind of went and stopped.
He just sounded different to me.
That was so bad that it was awesome.
What song was that?
That was Walking in Memphis.
Oh my God. Cue up
like Walking in Memphis on YouTube.
I know the song Walking in Memphis, and that didn't sound anything like it.
Well, he was putting his own spin on it. Basically, I'm going to be in Memphis in a gay bar, walking around.
Put on my blue suede shoes and I boarded a train. It's a great song.
See?
No.
Yeah. There you go. That's me. At a gay bar,
I didn't,
apparently.
I didn't. Did he use the same lyrics?
Well, I guess he was trying to use his own lyrics.
I know, trying to be funny, inserting a few different, like, gay bar, but...
Did he have the rhythm right?
Yeah, no, not even close. I thought it was like a bad Tim McGraw song. I didn't know what the hell he was doing. I did. So I'm like, where's he going with this? And then he kind of got like a frog in his throat. And then he's gone.
He choked a little bit there at the end.
He might just try and redeem himself in the next 2.5 hours because that was terrible.
I feel like it was one of those things where he was like, this is a great idea. And then he started doing it, and halfway through he could hear himself and was like, this is terrible. And then he's just stopped committing to it.
Yeah.
Which I've done plenty of times, like on stage. You're like, this joke is going to kill. Then about halfway through, you're like, this joke sucks so bad. Why am I doing this right now? Oh, yeah. I feel you. Oh, you Mike. It's all right.
But you know how he does it, too, because he does it a lot like you guys when you do open mic and you're trying out new jokes. There's a lot of days he'll call and he'll give you that first and he'll have that pause, that pregnant pause. Like he's waiting to see if we react or if anybody laughs. And he's like, if he gets a good laugh, then he's going to go really boisterously into the second one. And then we're thinking, no, he bombed. He'll probably hang up. And then he tries another one. And when that bombs, then you hear, and he's gone. It's just crazy.
The laser is my favorite part, though.
It is, because we're all waiting for it. When we're all in the same studio, we're all looking at each other like, is it there? Is it good?
Is it going to happen?
Yeah, when?
When is he going to?
Is he going to try another bad joke, or is he hanging up there?
What did Jim Rome used to do when it was a bad call? Was it a buzzer? What did he use? It was
something.
I think
he did the buzzer, didn't he, Nick?
I think. I really don't remember.
Because if it was good, rack him. And he was always ruffling the papers to act like he was busy. And then I think.
I don't remember.
I don't know.
He would say you got run, but then I don't know if it was a buzzer or what it was. We should get that for OU Mike, like a gong. And just like if it's bad, it's gong show style, and he just gets gonged.
If we get some Chuck Barris audio in there, it'd be great too, with the spit on his lip.
Right?
Yeah,
right?
That'd be very
or
good.
Or play the Sandman song from the Apollo. Have the siren come on and run him off.
Yes. We got to have some kind of very, very recognizable fault noise effect when you're bad.
Patrick Randall tweeted it and said, go get a belly ring for the show since No Shave November went so well.
What?
Because of my, I guess the thing that I grew out. I don't know. Several people were saying we should try bombshells.
I've heard good things. Yeah, I think I've heard a lot of people say it's an upgrade over both of them.
Yeah, Andre Davis said to try it, and then somebody else texted that in. The only time I heard, like, so the joke joint is down south at 45 and Fuquay, right around the corner from a bombshells. And the only time I was going to go there before a show, I was walking up and there was police tape everywhere. They're like, oh, somebody got stabbed. I was like, oh, okay, not going to bombshells ever. That's
really
scary. Yeah.
Yikes.
So there's that.
Yeah, you got that tell going Barry for to, you.
Tell Barry to go to the Big Orange.
Okay.
I was there last month for work. He will not be disappointed. That was from Chris. I have a feeling the Big Orange is a strip bar.
I don't know.
Okay, I'm gonna have to look it up.
The other knockoff? No pun intended. From Hooters and from
Knockers Off. What?
You're right. And from Twin Peaks is didn't Fred and AJ do a remote from there? Tight ends.
Oh, is that a thing?
I heard that one's taken over, but they don't have many locations.
No, it's down south, more down south, isn't it? Between here and
I think there's one on the north side, if I'm not mistaken.
Is that right? I've heard of tight ends and I've heard of bombshells as being like the new knockoffs.
Bombshells is awesome.
See, there you go. Barry just said that. You weren't listening at the time, but yeah. Yeah, so nope, there you go.
I never said it was awesome. I said someone got stabbed there.
Oh, but before that, someone had called in or texted in and said to try it, right?
Several people were suggesting we go to Bombshells.
Yeah, I've heard positives on Bombshells, and now I've heard a very big negative.
Yeah, I've Googled the Big Orange. It's a burger place that looks like they stole their logo or their colors and stuff from Whataburger. Kind of got a very Whataburger vibe to it.
See how many ketchups they give you, and then Nick will be the judge. If they're not chintzy with the ketchup, they might be okay. You never know.
I like it. Yeah, I thought it was going to be like a strip club. People are telling me where to go get a burger?
They tell you where to go on a daily basis. They tell all of us where to go on a daily basis. That's what makes all this communication so much fun.
Right. Somebody said, hey, thanks for doing a Way Back Wednesday for my birth year. Oh, the best show in the cosmos, your friendly neighborhood beer salesman. And shout out to all the other mail carriers. Perfect job to listen to y'all every single day to on the app. So,
well, we love you back. Appreciate that.
For sure. For sure.
Make sure you try and get some kind of a monitor next time so we can try and tell people how popular we really are as opposed to what the outdated system brings to the table. But we've got plenty more show to get to. The Astros, by the way, Barry, are playing right now as we speak. And I hope you have a TV on it and someone are showing you exactly what's going on because they're trying to avoid being swept. So we'll talk Astros. We got Rockets and Wolves coming up with hopefully a deciding game for the Rockets to get this thing over with in five, so it makes us all look like geniuses again. And we'll see how that goes. But plenty on the docket to talk about, and if you want to join the show, plenty of open space, whether you want to text, you want to tweet, or you want to call. John, we see you. We'll get to you after the break. And the texts and tweets are welcome, as always. 713-780-3776, or hit us on Twitter. Back with a whole lot more. It's the Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
Well, hello! To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
It's just so big. I can't believe it's just so round. It's like out there. I mean, gross. Look. She's just so black.
I like big butts and I can't.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Talk about a guy that's elevated his game. Sir Mix-a-Lot just went from mainstream radio to straight Playboy Channel porn.
What? Did he really?
Yeah. He was a host on like several Playboy Channel after hours, after dark shows. And then I think he actually looked to take it another level and get a little dirtier. And that's what he does now.
Wait. So he hosts After Dark on Playboy?
I don't know if it's the show After Dark. There was like at night when it gets a little bit more risque and racy. He's like a host on different shows. He does theme songs for certain shows.
What's your favorite part of the show? Because you obviously know about it, Joel.
I definitely knew about it at a certain point.
Well, you can only live off of Baby Got Back for so long, so you got to do something with your life.
He definitely was living off the front and the back based on what he was doing for Playboy Channel.
Milking,
I can tell you that.
Milking that song.
There might have been more than that going on, too. But yeah, he's elevated his game. Barry?
Wow, I don't know if I would want to watch porn with Sir Mix-a-Lot. On it.
I don't think you have to watch it with him.
Even hosting.
Well.
That would seem weird. All right, you guys are reading the text again. I'm out.
Okay.
You guys are killing me.
Blame Joel.
Oh, God. It's always.
Thanks, Joel.
Thanks, Joel, hashtag, right? All right, so let's thank John. John wants to talk about Bombshells. Let's see what John has to say. John, what's up?
No, I was just trying to comment about the Bombshells there. My parents, I grew up around that area, and that Bombshells is nothing but cocaine, drug dealers, and gangsters that go there. So, well,
there's two locations. Which location are you talking about, the north thing. Or the...
But all the other Bombshells, like Clear Lake and, you know, everywhere else, they're awesome, but just that area. And then right next door to that Bombshells on Fuquay, there's a Asian massage parlor. Mm. So just everything around there is trash now, and... I don't know if y'all ever heard of Ojos Locos down the street.
Yes.
Yeah, don't ever go there either.
Why? What's wrong with the crazy eyes?
Something tells me Barry's been there.
Well, because, you know, the flea market right there, formerly known as Alameda Mall. Well,
yeah.
It's the same thing as nothing but gangsters and cocaine and, so it's real kind of, there's stabbings, there's shootings there, so, y'all shouldn't go there.
Barry, you should stop in.
No, I think I'll just go to the comedy club and leave. Forget the rest of that stuff.
I would say the comedy club see that seems like a danger zone.
I always see the Ojo Locos on my way to the club. I pass right by it on 45 South. I always thought, you know, I need to stop in there and eat one day. My naive, stupid self. What was I thinking?
Jeez.
I might try the one next to the Asian parlor, but other than that, why would I?
I just might try the Asian parlor. Let's be real.
The Asian parlor. The donger says, the donger says, stop in the Asian parlor.
The Asian massage. But I was wondering which location he was talking about, because the Southeast one, which he did mention Clear Lake, that one was nice. I've been to that one. I thought the Southeast one was not in Clear Lake.
The
but
parlor or the Bombshells?
No, the Bombshells.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The Bombshells in the Southeast side is pretty good. I liked it. I enjoyed it.
I always see these Thai massage places, and for the longest time I thought, man, they're just out with it. They don't even care. They're not. They got big neon signs. And
can I ask you a question?
And apparently, the Thai massage isn't the same as the happy ending massage.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Different.
It's actually Thai massage is legit. Like, it's like going to Massage Envy.
Oh, I was going to say, what's the difference between the massage parlor and the modeling studio?
About $20.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
I don't know.
The amount
I couldn't
you
tell
tip.
You the difference. Yeah, I couldn't tell you the difference, but I've always, like, when I first started seeing those Thai massage places, I was like, man, they're not even worried at all about getting ticketed or shut down. And then somebody's like, no, that's not a, like, a massage parlor. That's just a regular business. Oh, okay.
So it's legit. I mean,
maybe they should make that more clear. They should have a sign that just says no sex. Or, you know, no happy endings or no tugs or nothing like that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's confusing.
It used to be, we used to call it Last Call, right across from Sam's Boat on Richmond. They had one of those. And a lot of the guys would be like, it's 1:30 and it's not going so well. I'm going to go get Last Call. All it was
that was Last Call?
Last Call, right across the street.
No. Somebody said the Bombshells was owned by the owner of the Ritz. So it was all strippers in there.
Well, there you have it. Talent has a price.
No, we're learning. Look at our listeners know everything.
That's why we rely on them, good and bad.
That's right.
No question about it.
The Clear Lake location is closed down. It's now Studio 80. Well, there you go.
Then it was the Southeast location that I went to, because I was trying to figure it out, and I thought it was off 45, but I could be wrong, or maybe Beltway 8. I don't remember.
Somebody said, is there a code word you need to know at the Asian massage parlor?
Say
no,
that again?
It's pretty obvious when you walk in. You just go, hey, you know what I'm here for, and then you give them money.
Well, we had a caller that basically gave us a run-through of how it works. And remember? Because you were, like, so fascinated about it. Remember, Barry? And you were basically interviewing him on the air.
Yeah, I remember that. Yep.
Oh, I do remember that, yeah.
And he gave us, the how-to, and I don't remember it now, but
I remember going and getting a massage from Massage Envy. Have you ever gotten a legit massage from like a place like that, Nick or Joel?
I've only gone to Whole Foods, remember?
Yeah.
So yes and no.
So you have had a massage, just not from a legit place. Instead of oil, they were using Wesson. That's just the difference, really.
No, canola oil, no. Barry. It's easier to digest.
When I was running the marathon, I went to the Massage Envy in front of my neighborhood. And I'm just going to come out and say it. There's something erotic about getting a massage. And it was really like, it was kind of creepy, kind of weird. But like this girl that gave me the massage, she was about 4'10" and chubby. It was like getting a massage from 10 Vienna sausages. Her little fingers were so small and she was just, but It was kind of weird.
Getting a massage from Ted and Vieta's sausages.
It was basically like Tattoo's sister from Fantasy Island. His sister gave me a massage, essentially. And it was weird, but even then, it was still like, this is kind of, I mean, the mood is right, you know? There's just candles and soft music, and I was like, man, I hope I don't, you know, I hope nothing comes up while I get this massage.
It's not like the man center.
I have control. I'm not like a 12-year-old anymore and can't control my erections, but it was weird. It's the only time I've ever gotten a massage. And it was like, okay, I could see where dudes would get a wrong impression from this. I absolutely could.
I went in knowing,
all right, no sex. That's the rule. No sex.
So it's not like when you went to the man center with the hot nurse.
That wasn't the man center. That's why you confused me. That was the secondary place? Yeah, that was the follow-up place. It was all men at the man center.
Okay.
It was the female doing the investigation.
Last time I went to get a massage, I got it from the guy at the time was the Rockets masseuse too, and went to his legit office to have it done. And I get what you're saying about the soft music and all that other stuff, but then he proceeded to say that there was some kind of, I forget the different kinds of massage, but this is the one that's more like the aggressive getting in there,
like
kind of
deep tissue.
Deep tissue. Yes. And by the time I walked out, I remember walking like I couldn't pass the sobriety test if I got pulled over, because it felt like I had gotten in a street fight and gotten absolutely the crap kicked out of me. I was like lightheaded, dizzy. I was sore all over the place. If this is what these guys do every day after practice, I'll pass.
Crazy.
Oh, man.
I've not gotten a. They wanted me to do a deep tissue massage after. When I was training, I think it was when I was training for the jiu-jitsu tournament, but I was like, no, I don't want to, I've heard horror stories about those and I don't want to get one.
Yeah. You gotta be prepared for that.
Now here's the thing. Much like when I went to have my follow-up, ultrasound on my balls and a lady did it. And I was like, well, this is weird having a lady do it. Would you guys get Joel, you said you did, but you kind of knew the guy, right?
Yeah. Yep.
I don't know if I would want to go to Massage Envy and have a dude give me a massage. That would be weird to me.
I agree. I would not sign up for that, especially just like, you know, open, just walking through the door in public, signing up for a massage, and not, I would have to have some specifics. Like, I know that they probably don't do that, but I'd be like, yeah, I don't want some dude I don't even know that, you know, that's very weird.
I'd rather have an old lady or like, you know, whatever the lady was that did the one for me. I don't know that I would want a dude giving me a massage with low candlelight and soft music. It's like, no, I'm all right. I'll pass.
Nick,
okay, sir, your room is ready. Frank will be. I'll be like, nope, I'm leaving. I'm out. I don't want Frank. Hey, how's it going, huh?
Sir,
like, no, thank you.
Sir, aisle 5 is ready. After Mario gets done with the produce, he'll be giving you your per-minute massage at Whole Foods.
Nick, was it a lady that gave you your massage at Whole Foods?
Yeah, she was like a 60, 65-year-old lady.
So she had no strength in her fingers.
No, that she was strong.
She was doing. Yeah.
She was strong.
She had a grip, huh? Good grip.
She did not have a grip,
After handling the zucchini all day, she goes from the zucchini and the produce.
Well, she ate all the organic stuff. Carrot. She was doing it at the Whole Foods. So.
Right into the string bean. Hey, Barry said carrot, you know.
Oh, my God. That's so funny. I still to this day am baffled you went to Whole Foods for a massage.
Me too. Mario Ellie too. We brought that up on several shows, and he thought he was kidding.
Mario and Mucci.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. Oh, God. That's
like,
so
Whole
funny.
Whole Foods? I'm like, you should try it, bro.
If they still do it, it might not be legal anymore. Sanitary wise.
Hey, so I was at the Whataburger. Got a massage. It was amazing. Oh, my God.
I went to Whataburger to get a mani-pedi while I was at it. Oh, man. Chuck wants to get in here on Good massage time. Real quick. Chuck, what's up?
Guys, what's going on, man?
What's up, man?
I was listening to y'all's massage stories. I'm going to tell you the best place I ever got one. I was doing a mission trip down in Peru, and at their airport, they literally sit you on like a bike, and you pay. It's stupid cheap, like $25 for 60 minutes. Dude, the best massage you'll ever get, and you're just in the middle of a friggin' Peruvian airport, man. I just had to tell you all that. Y'all have a good day.
On a bike?
Wait a minute, you got a hand job in the middle of the airport?
How do you hang up after dangling that carrot? I mean, you're in the middle of an airport. Are you clothed?
You got a handy. That's not good. That's weird.
Yeah, I guess
that's how they roll out there.
Well, hey, if you're ever in a Peruvian airport, you know what to do.
Right? White Magic said, my wife is Asian. I'll let you guess what countries those massage parlors are front to clean money from. I didn't know that.
I thought I banned White Magic yesterday.
Did you ban him?
I was close.
I mean, I won't read his text anymore. I don't care. You Mike said, if the parlor's jamming Genuine's Pony, probably anything goes.
All right, he's redeeming himself. He is doing exactly what we said the game plan would be. All right, we'll continue to roll on. Joe is waiting. He wants to get in here on massages, of course, as we've opened up another can, as we normally do. And then we'll talk some Astros, some Rockets, and some other things along the lines as well. Astros right back at it, playing right now, scoreless, bottom or top of three, Verlander on the hill. So plenty to keep you updated on and plenty to talk about. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Make it a wiggity wiggity whack, make it a wiggity. Just wanted to make sure I could still do that. Crisscross will make you jump. You're welcome.
Can't hate on this song.
Nope. Lisa loves this song. Lisa, whether I liked it or not, was volunteering very many songs last night, as this was in her wheelhouse.
92 was her year.
Yeah,
huh?
I had to shoot down some of them. But, you know, she was. And then again, some of them, and I warned Nick, there's a lot of them with the release date of 1991 on the Billboard Top 100s, just to let you know.
Look, don't believe me. I'm going to be double-checking each and every one of y'all's songs.
After so, I really? Helped you out, and Barry, you didn't even help Barry me out. Said, I saved you twice, and you're going to sit there and start looking. You know why? Because you're scared.
And Barry, by the way, where are we on Lisa helping him out with the list? Isn't that considered cheating a bit?
She asked what I was doing. She's my wife, Nick.
Well, I mean, the fact that PM Dawn was first, I kind of figured right away that a girl had chosen that song.
Well, see, now you're going to go back Joel. And take it shots after you said that you liked it. So, all right, fine.
By the way, Joel, did you notice what Nick sent to us? Because he was trying to grab two songs from me so that I couldn't use them. When one of them I had on my list, which was Tennessee's Arrested Development. So instead of sending out a full list, which I think we need to make a rule about, Nick sends out the two songs that he wants. He's like, oh, can't use these. Here's two of eight. You can't. I'm going to send you eight individual emails next week just to be a jerk if that's what we're going to do.
So if you ask me if I noticed or not, did you see in the comments on our chat going on what I had put yes. right off the top?
But here's what my beef is. It's not even the fact that he only sent two in an incomplete list. One of his songs is Dr. Drew featuring Snoop Dogg.
I got the list out. You knew what I was talking
Barry,
about.
You missed that collaboration no. between Drew Hill and Dr. Dre. It was fantastic.
I'm really looking forward to Drew Day. Dr. Drew, didn't he do a show with Adam Carolla?
He did.
Dr. Drew and Adam, yeah.
Yeah, and then he did Celebrity Rehab or something like that, too.
The only thing that would have made it better is if he would have screwed up Snoop Dogg and just put Dr. Drew featuring Snoopy.
It was the R&B.
That would have been awesome.
It was the hit R&B sensation of 92, Drew Hill and Dr. Dre.
Dr.
it
Drew.
It was a decent
my
day.
My goodness.
Not a very good day.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, so Nick tried to cheat, but
again,
we'll see.
Like every week. By the way, automatic disqualification. You sent a list with two songs.
Okay, fine. Yeah. I'll be disqualified. Does that mean I don't have to do that? Because I won't do a list if that's the case.
Well, then no, what you can do.
Yeah, you know
do
what?
List.
I'm disqualified. I'm not doing the list. Third hour is just whatever.
Nope. But we can give you more songs because we actually know what we're doing.
Oh, so here we go.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Joe wants to get in here on massage before we turn the page. Joe, what's up?
What's up, man? So it's about massages.
Yep.
And I heard y'all talking about it, and it reminded me of the episode of Seinfeld when George Costanza goes in and gets his massage. He's expecting a woman to give him the massage, but he's lying there, and the dude comes in there, and it just becomes awkward. And the dude is asking him questions, and he's just mumbling stuff. And he thought it moved and stuff like that, and it was just awkward, the whole scene. And with y'all talking about it, it just reminded me of that, the whole awkwardness.
So you've never had a massage?
Who?
You.
Come on, man.
I have, but by a woman, I mean, that would be awkward and stuff, you know?
Not the kind by a sex trafficker. I'm talking like a real massage.
With the happy ending?
No, the real massage.
This is getting weird.
Yeah, but not by a dude, like by a woman. It would be awkward.
At least
have you ever had one in a grocery store? All right, never mind. You know what?
At least you thought it was a dude or a woman.
I appreciate the call, man.
Thanks, Joe.
Somebody said I was given a free massage envy card, and when I went, the only options were two big old jacked up dudes. At first, I was thinking, hell no, but was too embarrassed to walk out. See, that's where people make the mistake. I'm not going to be embarrassed to leave. I'm going to be like, you know what? Nah.
It's your
money. I don't want them dudes touching my shoulders. I'm out. So I went with it. I asked if it was weird for them, and they said no, so I rolled with it. Turned out to be one of the best massages I've ever had.
Really? Glad it worked out for them. I probably would have turned and walked out.
I think I would have, too. I just don't. I don't know. I don't want that.
Nick would have walked to the produce section.
Y'all haven't tried it. Don't knock on something if you haven't tried it.
Dude. I can see Nick at the Coinstar machine. Like, man, I can't wait to get my massage. Just dump it.
At this rate, I'll be able to get a good 16 minutes in.
Oh, just like, man, I've been saving all year for this massage. And then he just walks across the aisle.
Man, I was hoping for 10 minutes. I might get a full half hour.
Nick's like, man, grocery store. The grocery store is the best place on the planet. I get to convert all my change to money. I get to pay my light bill and get a massage. It's awesome. I do it all right there. Get my tags renewed.
Oh, he got his tags renewed. All right. Don't you worry about that.
Oh, my God.
Patrick P. Randizzle on Twitter. It's great. PSA, coughing and pointing at your junk gets you thrown out of the middle of the mall massage. I'm sure that's happened in First Colony. That's pretty good.
Yes. That can happen.
No question about that. Everybody, by the way, Nick wants the Wayback Wednesday list. You can just put two songs for yours. Strohs are playing right now. Barry, I want to get your impressions on Ohtani because I was really looking forward to that game last night. And then Morton wasn't really dealing. He wasn't having a very good day. And then I thought, well, with the way Ohtani has been pitching, with the exception of his last out against the Red Sox, this is probably going to be over quickly and low scoring. And then lo and behold, the Strohs just kept, you know, coming back, took a 5-4 lead on the McCannon ball, and then just imploded, probably about three beers in for you, thanks to Mr. Smith. And then even still got it within a run, and I'm just, they tease you the whole game, they lose. It was very disappointing.
Yeah, I mean, you could tell Ohtani didn't have his best stuff. He was a little wild, but not, I mean, not horribly wild. I was really depressed to see Joe Smith out there coughing it up. That was the thing for me of the whole game. It was like, oh, this is the last thing you need. You went out and got this guy for a reason. And I'm not saying you give up on Joe Smith by any stretch of the imagination. But damn, this is why you went out and got this guy. This is a divisional game. This is an important game for the Astros.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was thinking about this last night when I was comparing records. You know, the Astros were like 16-9 through their first 25 games of the year, which is what they're sitting at right now. So from that standpoint, you're like, That's good. They're on pace for their World Series record that they had last year. The problem is nobody in this division was good last year. So the division wasn't competitive. Guess what? The Angels, they're not going anywhere this year. No. The Astros ran away with this division by June. That's not happening.
No, they're going to be
there. So there's less leeway. There's less room for error. And when you get up on the Angels, after coming from behind, what were they, down 4-1? After coming from behind and getting up 5-4, you can't go out there and choke that lead away against the Angels. If it's the Rangers or the A's or something like that, I'm not as worried about that. Every game is going to count against this team in this division.
Yeah, you know what? And here's my thing. I thought from Ohtani's perspective, you can't fall. I mean, yeah, he was a little off. But what you talk about a lively arm. When he's the fast, I put it on the rundown, but he has the fastest clocked pitch. And he did it successively in at bat against Josh Reddick of any starting pitcher this entire season so far at 101. And like I said, he hit it twice in the same at bat. And it was just fascinating to watch some of the things that were going on with him, because did you notice when he came out of the game, he actually tipped his cap and thanked the umpire, which I thought was really cool, just because you don't never see that. But the other thing is, can we get this interpreter some gear for one? And the meeting at the mound, it takes like 16 people because of the fact that I understand you need an interpreter, but I looked at the mound and I thought it was like football practice. There's like 16 people on the mound. The interpreter's wearing like bad black slacks and some like giveaway long-sleeved Angels t-shirt. And I'm going, can we get this dude some, not necessarily a baseball uniform, but at least some of the other interpreters that I've seen around baseball are wearing like the gear the coaching staff wears. This dude looks like he picked it up at like a Walmart. But I mean, no joke on his arm. And we talked about this yesterday before we even saw Mike Trout. That dude is sick.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see it? I was telling Nick, did you see his hot zones? And, you know, a lot of people are like, you know, it's like 750 on the outside corner or down the middle. He had a couple that were 1 point something and one spot that was 2 point, like 3-5. It's like the balls he hit out and that he hit hard last night were 6 inches off the ground. It's crazy his zone and what he can do, man. He's unreal.
He's legit. Yeah. Now, what kills me, though, is Andrelton Simmons going out and hitting two home runs.
Yep.
The dude is normally going to hit 4 or 5 a year. I mean, last year he had like 14 or something, but he's not a power hitter. You give up two, one of them was cheap. I mean, he was swung on his knee when he hit it. And of course, he can thank the Crawford boxes. That's the kind of guy that you can't let beat you.
No, I agree with you, but the second one was worse than the first one. You're right. The first one, he was like on a knee, but then the second one, it was like you were playing wiffle ball and you knew it was coming. He opened up his hip and it did the big like leg kick and just guessed right. And, you know, got it right where he needed to get it. Because otherwise I'm going, nowhere else can you swing that badly and open up that quickly and hit a ball that far unless you're like a power hitter.
Yeah, that was getting beat by him. I guess the mindset is, well, we don't want Trout or Pujols to beat us. But damn, I don't know if I want Simmons up there hitting two home runs.
Agree, but even with that said, both guys contributed. Pujols had the key hit late, and Trout hit a bomb right off the bat. And
well, that's fine. I mean, you expect those guys to beat you. You expect those guys to hit home runs. You try to limit, you know, make sure nobody's on base when Pujols comes up. And if he hits a solo home run, that's not a big deal. But with two on and Simmons takes you deep, that's ugly.
I think the bigger thing is what you said. Anytime Simmons has two home runs in a game, you're not doing something right, because that's not supposed to happen.
Yep.
Okay, so if you want to talk Astros, jump in, join the club. Otherwise, we'll talk some Rockets and some other things. And the NFL draft, by the way, is upon us as it starts with the first round tomorrow. Texans fans, your day starts Friday.
See you Friday, Saturday.
You guys can chime in on Friday and maybe call in one of the shows on the weekend when a lot of their picks will be taking place. Other than that, we can talk about that too. I've got some funny stories out of the draft as well. And I think Lance Zierlein is still joining in on the morning shows doing broadcasts inside of a red solo cup based on what I heard this morning. So, Barry, at least you sound clearer than Lance. That's a
was
good,
it bad?
Oh, it was awful. Yeah, Junk said they had some technical problems. I said if technical problems was they shrunk Lance and stuck him in a red solo cup.
See?
It was muffled. It was so hard to listen to.
And you bitch about me being remote, but at least we get good studios for me.
Me bitch? I don't bitch.
What?
Raheel and Dell were bitching, not me. They said they were bitching at you before the show. I don't. It's like you don't pick at all. It's just things that we don't do.
What?
See? All right. Must be a bad connection. All right, we got one in the books, two to go. Plenty more of the show if you want to join in. 713-780-3776. That's the HRNP listener line. You can call, you can text, you can hit us on Twitter. Hour number two is right around the corner. It's the Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5. I got the skill, come get your fill. Because when I shoot the gift, I shoot the kill. I came to get down, I came to get down. So get out your seat and jump around.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.